Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 78, How a 90-Year-Old Sushi Chef Can Make You Sexy, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, welcome to another Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness just like an audiobook. I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil, and if you didn't know, this is one of three podcasts where we read blogs to you. There's also Optimal Living Daily, where my brother reads to you posts about personal development. And yes, he is my real brother, not just making that up. And then there's Optimal Finance Daily, which isn't as tedious as it sounds. It's actually great for beginners or anyone looking for motivation to start saving money and retiring early. Who doesn't want that? So definitely check both of those podcasts out if you like the format of this show. Now, I think you're really going to like today's post. I've had this documentary in my Netflix queue for like the last 6 months. It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. The post I'm going to read to you from Roger Lawson today references that film. Now, I still haven't seen it, but after today's episode, I'm going to run right home and watch it. And I think today's inspirational quote reflects today's post perfectly. Nothing great in the world has ever been accomplished without passion. George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. All right, I know you're excited to hear today's post, so let's hear it and start optimizing your life. How a 90-Year-Old Sushi Chef Can Make You Sexy, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Meet Jiro Ono, the greatest sushi chef alive, and arguably the greatest to have ever lived. Jiro first began apprenticing in a sushi restaurant at 9 years old. At age 90, Jiro has had the same job for the past 81 years. The documentary, Jiro Dreams of Sushi, tells Jiro's journey to becoming a master of his craft, who continues to push the boundaries of what's possible, and in doing so, highlights universal principles that you can begin applying today on your own quest for a better life, and a kick-ass body to go along with it. Quote, "Once you decide on your occupation, you must immerse yourself in your work. You have to fall in love with your work." Jiro Ono. In this case, what is your occupation? It's you. It's your body, how it looks and how you feel inside of it. It's your strength and how you choose to display it as you go through life. It's your mindset and how you mold it to respond to the challenges you face. You are a tightly woven bundle of habits and predictabilities, steps and actions that have landed you exactly where you are at this very moment. To get where you want to go, somewhere different than where you are right now, you'll need to develop new, more gangster habits that start steering the sexy ship that is your life towards these uncharted waters. To do that, falling in love with every step of the process is key. The ups and downs, the boredom and unsexy routine, the soaring successes, and the ball, or whatever you got in those jeans, smashing defeats. You will miss workouts. You will screw up your eating plan. Your fat loss or muscle gain progress will stall. When you love the process, it becomes easier to reframe the inevitable obstacles you'll encounter as valuable feedback that will eventually lead you to the outcome you desire, instead of packing up and going home at the first sign of things not going as planned. Mistakes and setbacks are like diamonds covered in elephant shit. With enough willingness to push past the stinky exterior and clean it up a bit, you'll be rewarded for it. Now for me, this is Dr. Neil here, can't help but thinking of that scene from the first Jurassic Park. All right, back to the podcast. Whatever happens, you will survive it, and you will learn to thrive because of it. I'm not saying this as some woo-woo, the secret-esque declaration, but because I've seen it work. Full immersion is the way to go when you're trying to achieve anything, and you get to decide what that looks like for your life and where you are now. Think of it like a pool. Do you learn to swim by dipping your toe into the water? How about going in halfway? You know, to that point where the frigid water paralyzes your genitals and makes you rethink your entire life? Nope. You get all the way in and find something that you enjoy about the coldness, if nothing more than that you were able to make it through the initial wave of suck without dying. Half-assing guarantees mediocre and disappointing results. Full-assing is scary before you make the commitment, but that's where the most rewarding growth waits. When in doubt, go full-ass. Jiro-approved action steps. Commit fully to your exercise plan. How many days will you exercise? What time will you do it and where? Commit fully to eating in a way that supports your body and your goals, whatever they are. What are the foods you're going to eat? Do you have them on hand? What time are you going to eat your meals? Be specific and write your answers down. When things do eventually go off plan, instead of letting your emotions take over and lead you down a rabbit hole of negative self-talk, ask yourself the following questions. 1. What lessons can I take away from this event? 2. What actions can I take in the future so that when faced with a similar situation, I can create a better outcome for myself? Again, be specific. Write your answers down. Find ways to enjoy the challenges you'll encounter, what they bring out of you, and what you learn about yourself from facing them head on. Look for opportunities to enjoy your successes and how amazing it feels to be making progress towards a goal. There is beauty to be found in the chaos and freedom to be found in the madness. You just listened to the post titled, How a 90-Year-Old Sushi Chef Can Make You Sexy by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And like I mentioned, you can watch that documentary, Jiro Dreams of Sushi, for free if you have Netflix. I know that I'm going to go watch it right after this podcast. Writing goals down wasn't something I really believed in at the beginning, but since I've started doing it, I found it really makes a difference. Yes, it could be a placebo effect. Yes, it could just be me and it only works for me, but what's the harm? Give it a shot. And once again, if you like the format of this show, check out Optimal Living Daily to learn more about habit building, minimalism, mindfulness, productivity, and more. And Optimal Finance Daily to learn more about personal money management. It doesn't get too deep or technical with stocks and all that, so it's perfect for you if you're looking for more ways to save money and retire earlier. Now that wraps up today's episode. Tomorrow, I'll be back with a post from JC Dean, a regular contributor to this show. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.